This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces in Myanmar deployed armored vehicles in major cities and cut internet access on Monday after protests over this month's coup and the detention of leader Aung San Suu Kyi drew hundreds of thousands on the streets. Suu Kyi's detention on charges of illegally importing 6 walkie-talkie radios is due to expire Monday. Police opened fire to disperse protesters at a power plant in northern Myanmar Sunday during a ninth day of demonstrations against the February 1st coup, which saw the detention of the leaders of Suu Kyi's ruling National League for Democracy. Shortly after midnight, residents in Myanmar reported an internet outage. They said all 4 telecommunications networks were inaccessible from the early hours of Monday morning. Western embassies from the European Union, the United Kingdom, Canada, and 11 other nations issued a statement late Sunday calling on security forces to refrain from violence against demonstrators and civilians who were protesting the overthrow of their legitimate government. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the ruling junta to make sure peaceful assembly is respected and demonstrators are not subjected to reprisals. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Western powers of using jailed opposition figure Alexei Navalny to try to contain Russia, saying Russia's recent successes include the development of the Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine, and they're starting to irritate Moscow's opponents. His remarks came amid word that a series of videos of pro-Putin flash mobs broadcast by state-controlled media and posted online were staged. Independent media outlets in Russia and the governing United Russia Party issued instructions for the videos to be recorded. More at VOANews.com. This is